Aircheckdownloads.com.
Thank you, Tilly. Thank you to Lucy Ambash for sitting in this chair yesterday. Lyra's having a long weekend camping with the family in Seatown. Seatown, lovely. Camping with 15-month-old twins and a 4-year-old. Not strongly recommended. I say camping. We're in one of these sort of wooden pods, but nevertheless, still quite difficult being all piled on top of each other like that when the rain came down on Saturday like it did. Look, we'll be in Seatown in the next half an hour on the show, talking about that massive landslip there, which you can see now on the Dorset page of the BBC News website. Also coming up on the show this morning,
what drove Gaia to that cliff top? What was she running from?
There was one boy. He had messaged her.
We knew what he was like.
Wow.
New documentary around the disappearance and death of Gaia Pope airs from today on the BBC. We'll talk to the reporter who was across that story almost 6 years ago. And we'll talk before eight today to David Mellor, former MP, raised down here, born in Wareham, went to school in Swanage. He has this vital role with Dorset Opera, who next week are staging an opera in the UK that hasn't been seen on these shores for the best part of 150 years. It's called Le Roi de Lahore. And we'll find all about that with David Mellor on the show, bringing us some culture before 8 o'clock. If you'd like to contact us today, 0808 100 3700 is the free phone number. You can email steveharris at bbc.co.uk. It would be lovely to hear from you. By the way, Ian Wilding on our sports desk today. And of course, Cherries back in action against, I mean, albeit lower league opposition tonight, visiting Minnows. What are they called? Southampton. That's right. Tonight, we will look ahead to that with Ian Wilding very soon.
Aircheckdownloads.com.